Hello, and welcome to another episode of Girl Rates Rural Beauty Podcast. I'm your host, Nicole, and today we are talking about Barbie. Yes, we are. So if you're interested in learning more about what this blonde bombshell is getting blamed for now, stick around and let's get into it. Okay, welcome back to the Girl Rates Rural Beauty Podcast. I want to start off first with giving you guys a disclaimer and letting you guys know that this is not going to be a traditional podcast. This is going to be more of a bit of a rant from me. So if you are up for it, I suggest you keep listening. Otherwise, you may want to skip this episode. But I wanted to come today and talk about something I read online. It was an article about Barbie. So another disclaimer I'd like to make right now is that typically when I do podcasts, I take the time to do an outline just so I stay on track and I don't go off subject. For this one, I'm shooting straight from the gut or from the heart, if you will. So I'm going to keep it as brief as possible, but just know that it's just, this is just me picking up and going with it. So I'm going to give you guys my opinions on the topic, and I hope that you take time to give me some of your feedback. You can always reach me at girlratesworld.com/speak and leave me a voicemail directly from your phone or from your computer. So what I read was an infographic about Barbie. It was created by, I believe, a rehab company. And basically what they had done was taken the measurements of Barbie as a doll and blew her up into a life-size proportion. And based on that, they were saying that if she was human, she would be skinnier than the average woman, she would be skinnier than a model, and believe it or not, she would be skinnier than a person who was considered anorexic. So it wasn't so much the information that they were presenting that really made me passionate and wanted to talk about it. It was the fact that it's Barbie. Like, it's been years now that Barbie's been getting this bad rep for, you know, misconstruing, I guess, people's self-image. I played with Barbie growing up, and I don't even speak from my experiences, but as well as the people around me, my sisters, my cousins, my best friends, my neighbors, my classmates at school, we all played with Barbie, and never, ever, ever, ever once do I remember someone saying they wanted to be Barbie. We always just knew that Barbie was a toy. She was a doll. She was entertainment. So I just can't wrap my mind around why Barbie is still getting blamed why she was even blamed in the first place for causing self-image issues. But I won't take for granted that some people may have been impacted. I'm not going to say that everyone is going to, you know, there's some people who would get impacted by the things that they play with. But as women and girls, we play with several things. We played with Barbies. We had babies that, you know, toys that were like actual real babies, and that, you know, are these same people going around saying that playing with babies real that are so real that it makes girls want to have babies earlier or promotes teen pregnancy? And to take it a step further, you know, my feminist side wants to say, what about boys? Boys play with what, G.I. Joe, they have Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, they have Iron Man, they have Superman, all sorts of these army action figures. And let me tell you, these figures are very ripped. They have abs, they have huge muscles. And I've never seen an article or heard any guy ever say that they have image issues because of playing with G.I. Joe. You never see those articles. I've never experienced it. And why aren't they coming up? Why is it just us women that, you know, they make us seem like we're so weak that we can't play with a doll and realize that it's just a doll? I just don't understand that concept. But what I will say is that we shouldn't be so concerned with Barbie. Trust me, Barbie is the least of our worries. We should be more concerned with what's happening right now, which is the celebrity.